All right, so who are we talking to right now?
My name is Nathan Davis.
Nathan Davis.
I'm the programming producer for Alpha Protocol.
Alpha Protocol.
Working at Obsidian Entertainment.
Obsidian Entertainment. You got all that, listeners? Obsidian Entertainment, Alpha Protocol, Nathan Davis. I have not played anything of Alpha Protocol yet. Yeah. I'm embarrassed because everybody I talk to seems to like it a lot.
Cool.
Tell me something. What is Alpha Protocol?
Alpha Protocol is a modern-day spy role-playing game with heavy with action elements. And we are firmly based in our RPG skill system, which basically everything from shooting to martial arts to hacking to sneaking are all based around RPG skills.
Really? Which one's your favorite?
I'm a big stealth player, so I pump up the stealth skills a lot. I enjoy throwing on Shadow Operative to become invisible for a little bit and go in and do a stealth takedown.
Is there anything to be said for run-and-gunning Hail Mary kamikaze nonsense, which I have been known to pull in games where I'm given guns?
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for kamikaze nonsense. We have, for instance, if you level up in your submachine gun ability, you can actually activate an ability called Bulletstorm, which will allow you to run around for a period of time without having to reload. And you're just guns blazing, all-out nonsense.
That is all I ever wanted. If you could take off recoil, that's probably my perfect game.
Right. And then, on a similar thread, if you're a shotgun guy, you can pull off Room Sweep. And instead of having kind of the slow reload that shotguns normally have, you actually can do a really quick... and knock the enemies down with quick shotgun shots to the face, basically.
Yay!
Yeah.
But what is the highlight for you? I mean, is it the guns or is it the stealth or is it the RPG elements?
Well, I would say.
You can tell how little I know about it now. I should have read up on my Alpha Protocol.
Well, actually, all of the gameplay elements are fantastic and they come together. But I think what really sets us apart is our story and our dialogue system. We have a high level of reactivity that you just really don't see it to this level in most other games. Normally, in RPGs, you have a dialogue tree system of some kind. You can often repeat conversations. You can go back and kind of check on things. Alpha Protocol is more cinematic, which allows you to which means that you go through a conversation once. And you have a limited amount of time to kind of figure out what you're gonna say, and because we do that, it allows us to have a high level of reactivity. We know now what the player did. So if the player was a jerk, if the player was was totally professional, if he romanced one of the ladies, if he pissed off one of the good guys, we'll be able to track that, and we'll be able to have reactivity to that later. And there are really no bad choices in the game, so you can play Alpha Protocol any way you like.
I wish you could see behind you as the trailer played.
Yeah, our trailer emphasizes the amount of choices you get in gameplay and in our dialogue and our story.
Yeah, the whole thing looks pretty cool. Are there any new features you're announcing while you're here?
Nothing new that we're announcing. I mean, I think once people get to sit down and play with it, they're going to find all kinds of kind of interesting things. Because, as an RPG, it's a pretty deep game. You can buy intel, which will allow you to unlock certain things and levels, or will give you information about where a certain piece of loot is. It will, there's even a piece of intel I got recently, which allowed me to just to say, let some potential enemies know that I was coming, but we're not enemies going into it. So I got to bypass a certain faction of I guess they were terrorists, just because I was like, hey, I'm coming, don't worry about me, I was just gonna walk on through.
So. You called it cinematic, and I agree. Is there any? Have you announced the voice talent in the game?
We don't have anybody that's. We got names from within voice talent, but
nothing crazy.
Nothing like the Patrick Stewarts or anything like that.
Nobody from Babylon 5 or anything like that. That was a dumb example. I apologize. Other than that, like, what game on the show floor would you consider most similar or spirited with Alpha Protocol?
I haven't had a chance to really look around like you. I mean, I've been sequestered to my booth for a while. Of the games that it's in the spirit of, I mean, you just look at different role playing games, like the Mass Effect and the Fallout.
That's a good one to follow.
Yeah, those are where we are definitely have our own niche, in comparison to those games. But as far as the RPG elements, I think we deliver those and even more, even with an action.
Do you think it was inspired by any game of your past that you used to play?
I mean, like we. All of us at Obsidian have a rich history of playing lots of role-playing games,
yes.
Many of our owners and people that have been at the company forever have been, were involved in Torment and the original Fallout game. So, we kind of just take in everything that we can. Even if you look at our dialogue system, it's got similarities to even Indigo Prophecy, which is more of an indie type of game.
Or so, Fahrenheit UK listeners.
Right.
Okay. Oh crap! What was I going to ask? Well, you should. I think I'm a little fuzzy, but I know the name Obsidian. Give our listeners a little background on Obsidian Entertainment.
Yeah, Obsidian was formed by some of the head guys at Black Isle and the old Interplay days.
Yeah.
They came in. The first game we made was Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2.
Never heard of it.
And then we made Neverwinter Nights 2.
You ever announce a game in cloaks and lightsabers?
I myself did not.
Because that would be silly, right?
I don't know. Cloaks are awesome.
Yeah, they are a little awesome. What else?
And we did Neverwinter Nights 2, and we've done a couple of expansions from there. And we're currently working on some unannounced stuff too. So
see, there's your pedigree, listeners. Well, one last thing you can tell us about Alpha Protocol. Give us something good. Give us something nobody knows.
All right, I'll give you something I know.
Oh.
Okay. There's one of the options as far as what kind of character you want to start with is to go with recruit. Recruit is somebody that starts off with no RPG skills whatsoever. They start out from scratch. No, nothing zilch. Usually you have some stealth skills, some shoot 'em skills, but recruit is awesome because you get a lot of really great dialogue options based only on that class, for lack of a better term, and it really just makes the RPG system feel that much better too.
Just
a clean set. Like each pip you put into your or each rank you put into your skills, you're really thankful for. And as the game progresses and your skills get higher and higher, you really feel that sense of change that I think most RPG players demand.
That sounds cool. Jesus Christ, my voice just cracked. What release date are we looking at?
We're looking at, I believe, September. It could be October, but I'm pretty sure it's September.
September. Yeah. So tell your, all you 20, 30-year-olds, tell your parents what you want for Christmas, Alpha Protocol. Thanks a lot,
Absolutely.
Nathan.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.